we didn't deserve any of it.
その神様がイエス様が死ぬような価値のない私たちのために。
And when that grace itself is inside of our heart, we start to experience gratefulness.
神様に本当に感謝することができます。
But that's just the start.
それは本当に最初なんですね。
We need to let that grace and grace grow inside of us and nurture our hearts.
私たちはただ感謝だけなくて、その恵みが私たちの中で育っていくことが必要なんですね。そこが終わらないことが必要です。
So, how are we going to respond?
で、私たちがそれに対してどう応答しますか?
In another passage in Hebrews, it says,
ヘブル人の手紙の違うパスのところにはこのようにあります。
How can we neglect from a group, such a great salvation?
私たちどうしてこの神様の素晴らしい救いを無視してしまうか。
And in the passage that we're reading today, it continues in this way.
このように今日読む聖書は進みます。
Let's read.
まず読みますね。
See that you do not refuse him who is speaking.For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, talking about Israel, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. And that at that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase,Yet once more indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be grateful, and through this thankfulness, let us offer to God acceptable worship.With reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
祈ります。あなた方は語っている方を拒むことのないように気をつけなさい。もし地上で神の御旨をつける人を拒む人たちが罰を逃げられなかったとするなら、天から御旨をつける方に背を向ける私たちはなおさらそうではありませんか。あの時はその御声の方が地を揺り動かしましたが、今は次のようにやりそうしておられます。私はもう一度地だけではなく天も揺り動かそう。このもう一度は揺り動かさないものが存続するために、揺り動かせるものが作られたものとして取り除かれることを示しています。このように私たちは揺り動かせることのない御国を受けているのですから、感謝しよう、感謝の念を持って、恐れを敬いながら、神に喜ばれるように仕えていこう。実に私たちの神は焼き尽くす日です。
This verse, these verses give us warning and it gives us promise.
この御言葉は私たちに警告とまた約束を含んでいます。
It's telling us, don't take your salvation lightly.
自分の受けた救いを簡単に扱ってはいけない。
Don't hide the gospel somewhere.
もう自分が受けたこの救いをどこかに隠してはいけない。
And live whatever way you want.
どんなことがあってもそれを持って実際に生きてください。
Don't live the same way, the same sinful way you lived before you received your salvation.
救いを受ける前と同じような生き方ではいけない。
Because judgment is coming.
神様の裁きがやってきて。
And all the things that are mentioned of being grateful for, none of those things are lasting. None of those things are eternal. They'll all be shaken. And if that's all that we invest our lives in,We'll have nothing left. What are you investing your time and your money in? Are you investing them in things that are going to be shaken and blown away with the wind?
お金をかけたり時間をかけているものがそれが最終的にはなくなってしまうとしたら本当に私たちはそれらにお金や時間をかけるべきでしょうか?
So what?Do we need to do?
しなくてはいけないけど、どんなことでしょうか?
How do we need to respond?
この神様の招きに応答することができるでしょうか。
What does it say?
どう書いてありますか。
With gratefulness and worship.
神様を礼拝しなさいとあります。
Not just singing songs with words. ただ歌
を言葉面で歌ってるんではなくて、
By honoring God.
神様をに栄光
を与えて、By revering God as our creator.
私たちの作り主ということを認めて礼すことです。
I just want to look at one word English and Japanese term. Look for a minute where it says, may not be shaken, let us be grateful and through this, let us offer to God. Do you see that word offer?
私たちが神様の前に捧げるものという言葉がありますけれども、
This is a special word that means to worship.
これは捧げるんですけど、違う言葉で言えば礼拝するんですね。
It has to do with what it means to be a priest, which Rachel was talking about at the beginning.
この捧げるっていうのは
礼拝する。She said, we're all priests.
私たちみんな神様前の祭司
として招かれている。What does that mean? Did you ever think of yourself as a priest to God?
私たち一人が神様前の祭司だって考えること
はありますか? Well, this passage is telling us what it means to be a priest.
これが神様の祭司の意味をこの聖書の箇所。
This word of offering or serving is in the Greek, latruome.
これ latruome というギリシャ語から入ってるんですけど、この礼拝する。
This is a special word.
ことは特別な言葉で。
Used for the sacrificial system in the Old Covenant.
昔の生贄の時に使う言葉なんですけども、
Only priests served God in this way.
祭司だけがこれをしたんです。
And they only do itDid it in one particular place? Where? Where did the priest serve God with sacrifices? In the temple. The priest served God by offering sacrifices of killing animals to God. That's what a sacrifice was. It was killing an animal to God.And the sacrifices needed to be pure and unblemished. But now, the temple is gone. The Levitical priesthood is gone. And now, we are God's priests. And now, we are the ones who have to bring a perfect sacrifice. And how does that sacrifice begin?
でもその生贄はどうやって始まるんでしょうか?
It starts with grateful worship.
神様の前に感謝して礼拝することから始まります。
That's how we serve the Lord with gratefulness and thanksgiving in worship.
礼拝することからこれが始まるんですね。
And when we do that, it pleases God.
神様は私たちを喜んでくださいます。
This word acceptable.
受け入れられるとありますけ
れども That means a sacrifice, not just any sacrifice, not just any way to live.
普通の当たり前じゃないんですね。これは特別なんです。
Something precious.
神様の前で特別に見ていただけるんです。
When we see God, even just a tiny little glimpse,
神様を見ることができたときにですね。
Our response is we will worship. And when we submit in worship, I guarantee you will see more of God. But we have to start giving God our best.
でも私たちはまず神様に自分たちの最良のものを持っていく必要があります。
We can't keep giving God what's left over.
私たちは神様に余りものを持っていくことはできないんですね。
When we bow down before this great, this loving, but this holy God,
愛にあふれた聖なる神様のもとにひれ伏すときに、
What changes us?
私たちは変えられていきます。
And it's a privilege.
でもそれは私たちにとっては特権でもあります。
Nothing can be a greater privilege than to worship the Lord.
神様前に私たちが礼拝できること以上に私たちにとって幸福な素晴らしいことはないんです。
I know a lot of you guys are getting tired, but I really feel like I need to share a little bit about my story. Anybody know what that is? Does anybody know what that is? That was a day in January, I think, maybe the beginning of February. I had incredible rash all over my body. And it wasn't so bad actually when it looked like that. It was when it was coming out.
It was
like maddening itchiness. And that terrible rash and itchiness happened from painkiller. So most of you know I have an amputated leg. And sometimes I have incredible pain.
ですからその義足の痛みです。
You know what a sledgehammer is? Like what huge, huge hammer? Maybe like what they make omochi from or something. Okay, so picture someone hitting your foot with that hammer as hard as they can.
足がこう叩かれてるようなこと想像できますか?
But it's not even like every 30 seconds. Maybe you could prepare if it was like regular.
30秒とかそういう決まった時間ならわかるんですけど、
Sometimes it's every 30 seconds.
ある時は30秒
後ですか。Sometimes in three.
でもある時はもう
それずっと続くんです。Sometimes in a minute and a half.
1分半後にそれ
が。And it lasts for hours.
もう何時間もそういう感じが私の足に走る時あります。
There's no way I can do anything when I'm suffering from this pain. And the painkiller eases it a little bit. But now I can't take the painkiller. That was part of my year. Another part of my year. My dear friend who I really rely a lot on had the most aggressive and dangerous type of brain tumor.
I believe
this is the 391st day. You know how the Lord tells you to count your days? Well, I've been counting since she got sick.
彼女が今までこう生き延びられたことですけども、彼女は病気になってからずっと数えています
。My life really changed because of that. A great person who supports and encourages me in my life, even though I can still enjoy her and be with her, but our relationship is different.
前とは違うんですね。
And then There's also accidents.
事故もありました。
And actually, this happened when I was exhausted.
これが起きた時に私はもう疲れ切ってた時。
I really needed a rest.
もう自分がもう休みたいって時にこの怪我があったので。
All my rest was just kind of snatched away.
休み、その休みが全部これに取られてしまいます。ごめんね。
But there's more.
でも、もっとあるんですけども。
A friend I was praying for, a friend's husband, actually Max Ilabaka, who came here for the Inspire Tour.
で、まあ、Max Ilabaka っていうから、Inspire パルクールのチームが来た時の。
Max died at the end of August.
マックスさんも8
月に。I was praying for him for more than a year, every single day.
毎日彼のことを覚えて祈ってましたけど、亡くなりました。
Then,Another very close friend, Helen, who also came here and did a seminar. Her eldest son, 30-some, maybe in 30s, late 20s, doctor, he died. My professor died In a day, he was my advisor, changed my life. I'm here today teaching you about the Word of God because of him. On a trip for God in California, had a heart attack and died. Lois's brother, Dan, died one day in a boating accident. One day he was here, the next day he was gone. Another good friend, a worship leader of one of the, you know, great churches in Japan, he got a tumor. Brain tumor. A lot of the things that I'm grateful for have been shaken this year. But I can honestly say to you that what can't be shaken has remained. What can't be shaken now can shine more brightly. Because I saw my own helplessness. And that made me trust God. I didn't have much choice. I was forced. I was forced to trust God. But when that happens, it sets us free. When that happens, it gives us peace and joy. When that happens, the grace and love of God just gets a little bit bigger in our heart. And we can sing with Jeremiah. Read the chapter. I'm just going to quote the phrase, but man, he was in a bad way. It's Lamentations chapter
3.
After his desperate situation, this is what he declares. The steadfast love of the Lord never changes. His mercy never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. God, it's so true that my words are, there's no life or power in my words. Only what is anointed of you can bring life. God, I pray. God, let us not be bored. Right here, right now, let us not be bored. Let us come with all and reverence as we're invited into the presence of this holy God because of Jesus. And I believe, Lord, that you are a God who speaks. So let your people hear. Let us hear.